I will now go through what you heard in part one, concentrating on the language used. You will hear sections replayed, after which I will ask questions to test comprehension and explain further what was said, and, most importantly, explain and emphasize the important business language used. Where questions are asked, there will be a short pause for you to answer. After each pause, I will give you the correct answer. So, if you're worried that you didn't understand everything, relax, listen carefully, and all will be explained. Section 1. Job advertisements and applications. This doesn't just apply to those applying for a secretarial position for the first time. As a secretary, you will probably work for a number of different firms in the course of your career. And if not, you will need to apply for promotion. This doesn't just concern those applying for a secretarial position. Note the two meanings of apply. The course of your career means during your career. Having read the advertisement and before writing your application, make a list of 5 reasons why you want the job and 5 reasons why you are suited to the job. This is a motivation exercise to help you write your letter of application. What is the purpose of making the two lists?
The purpose is to help motivate oneself before writing the application.
Other words used in Section 1. To exclude means
to leave out.
To prohibit means
to forbid.
Embellishment means
decoration or extravagance.
To vary means
to change or to differ.
Dynamic means
changing or developing.
And concise means
short.
And finally, shorthand is
a system for writing quickly.
Section 2, relating to office staff. Some important terms. Co-workers are
colleagues.
To establish good relations means
to build up friendship.
To get on with somebody means
to have a good relationship.
Priority means
most important aims.
To clear lines of communication is
the ability to understand and make oneself understood.
Section 3. Office equipment. Number 1. A dictating machine.
A dictating machine allows letters to be dictated onto tape. The secretary then replays the tape and transcribes the letter. The advantage is that it's much easier than the alternative, shorthand, although many still prefer shorthand. Dictating machines come in desktop and portable models.
What is the function of a dictating machine?
It is used to record dictations of letters which are then transcribed.
Number 2. Telex and fax.
A telex machine allows you to type a message and send this by telephone signal to the recipient. The fax, short for facsimile machine, allows for documents to be sent in original form, i.e. in facsimile form, a direct copy of the original. Nowadays, faxes are used more than telex since it saves on time and labour.
What is the main difference between telex and fax?
With telex, messages must be typed. With fax, documents can be sent in original form.
Here is a list of items you will find in an office. A word processor.
Dictating machine.
A telex or fax machine.
Stapler.
A hole punch.
A ruler.
Tippex.
Reinforcement rings.
Rubber.
Paper clips.
A filing cabinet.
Printer.
A desk.
Photocopier.
Section 4. Arrangements by telephone. Listen to the first part of Anne's conversation with Mr. Downes.
Anne, I've got to fly to London on Tuesday to meet Mr. Douglas of Carter's. I want you to book the flight and make the hotel arrangements.
What time on Tuesday do you want to fly out at?
Well, let's see. I'm meeting Douglas at 3 o'clock, and I'll need to check into the hotel and have a shower first. So I'd want to take an early flight, preferably into Heathrow Airport. Who is Downes meeting?
Mr. Douglas of Carter's.
What does he want Anne to do?
He wants her to book the flight and make hotel arrangements for him.
Why does he need to take an early flight?
Because he needs enough time to check in and shower before meeting Douglas.
Some important words and phrases. I'll see to that, or I'll take care of that.
To book a flight.
Or to reserve a seat.
It fits the requirements, or it is suitable.
I'm calling to inquire, or I'm ringing to ask.
Access can be arranged, or we will arrange that you can use the meeting room.
Section 5. A telephone message. Listen to the message.
This is Patricia Anderson of Anderson & Anderson Solicitors. There's been a new development on the McPherson takeover. LTE have just put in a bid of £40 million. I'd like to meet with Mr. Smith as soon as possible to discuss this. If he comes down this week, I can arrange overnight accommodation. I'd also like to consider the possibility of acquiring control through the shareholders. Two private holdings amount to 52% of shares. I'll call back tomorrow at the same time.
What was the new development?
LTE offered £40 million for the McPherson company.
What would she like Smith to consider?
She'd like him to consider gaining control of McPherson through the shareholders.
Some vocabulary. A takeover means...
where one company gains control over another.
To put in a bid means...
to make an offer.
To consider means...
to think over.
The holdings amount to means...
the two sets of shares add up to...
And the following is a list of other useful telephone phrases with examples of how they are used. To ring up, meaning...
to make a call.
For example, I rang up Smith, but he wasn't in. To pick up, meaning...
to lift the receiver.
For example, the phone's ringing. Will someone pick it up? To hang up, meaning...
to replace the receiver.
For example, I'd better hang up now. There's a client waiting on me. To put through... meaning?
To connect.
For example, operator, please put me through to Philadelphia 825-6391. To ring back, meaning?
To call again.
For example, I'll have to go now. I'll ring back in an hour. To take down, meaning?
To write something down.
For example, give me your number and I'll take it down. To get through, meaning?
To obtain a connection.
For example, I rang you several times but couldn't get through. To cut off, meaning?
To disconnect.
For example, if we don't pay the bill, the phone company will cut us off. To hold on, meaning?
To wait.
For example, please hold on a moment while I check that. Section 6. Receiving visitors. To accommodate means either A, to give someone accommodation, i.e. somewhere to live, or B, to look after, or to satisfy a person's needs. To be engaged means either A, that you cannot get through to a number because that phone is in use, i.e. that number is engaged, or B, to be occupied or busy, or C, to be promised in marriage to someone, i.e. he's engaged to be married to Sue. Section 7. Looking after the office. You have received a number of complaints.
We're all out of paper clips. The typewriter needs a new ribbon. The mouse on the word processor needs repairing. This chair is breaking my back. The dictaphone needs new batteries. We've run out of reinforcement rings.
It is then your job to anticipate such problems. Make regular checks of stock and ask the other secretaries regularly if everything is all right. We're all out of paperclips, or we have no more paperclips. The mouse needs repairing, or the mouse needs to be repaired. Another example of this construction: the floor needs sweeping. The office needs tidying. His grammar needs improving. We've run out of means we have no more. To anticipate problems means to foresee or predict problems and act to prevent them. Section 8. Building contacts.
Yes, hello. This is Herr Schulz of Kaufrausch Department Stores in Germany. I spoke with your sales representative at the Toys Trade Fair in Hamburg. I'm interested in your products. I'm coming to London next month, and I could meet someone from your company there with a view to placing an order.
What kind of business is the caller representing?
He's representing a department store chain in Germany.
How did he become interested in Tippy Toys?
He became interested through meeting a representative at a trade fair.
What is the purpose of his call?
He's coming to London in a month and would like to meet with someone from Tippy Toys.
Words and phrases in Section 8. To draft a letter means
to draw up, to plan a letter.
Sufficient means
enough.
Don't hesitate to call means
feel free to call.
Potential customers are
possible customers.
We eagerly look forward to means
we anxiously anticipate.
We appreciate means
we are grateful for, we understand.
To enclose means
to include in the envelope.
And to submit means
to present.
Section 9. Minutes of a meeting.
Right. Down to business. I've called the meeting to discuss your preparation for the Christmas market. It's now that we need to start planning. I've chosen to discuss this at an early stage with you because sales fell in both of your areas last year. Now, I know that we're in a recession, and I appreciate that both of you are working well down there. However, I also believe that there are ways we can boost our sales in the South, especially in London, of course. Statistics from last year showed that our sales from last year fell most in toys aimed at the 10 to 14-year-old age group.
Why did Mr. Downs call the meeting?
He called the meeting to discuss preparation for the Christmas market.
Why has he specifically chosen to speak with these two representatives?
He chose them because sales had fallen in both of their areas the previous year.
What have statistics shown about the drop in sales of the previous year?
They showed that the sales fell most sharply in the 10 to 14-year-old age group. One of our problems is that the retail of the more sophisticated toys is being dealt with more and more by specialist outlets. As you know, they've tended to favour Japanese and American exports.
Yes. I appreciate that. We're planning to coordinate greater concentration on these specialist shops with a nationwide advertising campaign promoting our computer and puzzle games. Why do the specialist retail stores present a problem for Tippy Toys?
Because they buy mostly foreign-made toys and games.
What is Mr. Down's suggestion to overcome this problem?
He proposes a nationwide advertising campaign combined with greater concentration on the specialist shops.
Some important vocabulary. A recession means...
A temporary period of economic decline or stagnation. A depression is a longer period of more dramatic economic collapse.
To boost sales means...
To lift sales.
Tended to favour means...
Had a tendency to prefer.
Retail outlets are...
Shops.
To coordinate means...
To bring together, to combine.
To promote means...
To actively, energetically support.
To shift means...
To move.
Sweeping reps are...
Reps not tied down to one area.
To attribute to means...
To blame on.
To penetrate means...
To break into.
To voice reservations is...
To express doubts.